Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Kirivu. Not joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Jors. Jamie's gone today, so your comments are not being approved, but I have enabled the Twitter hashtags. So if you tweet with the hashtags CheeseheadTV or tweet with the hashtags Railbird, your comments will get through to our live blog, or feel free to use the Twitter widget underneath the broadcast player as well. So all sorts of ways you can join our conversation. And, of course, I always have the option available for you to call in. Area code 608-403-5255 if you want to call in and chat. Most people like to join our discussions online, but I'd love once in a while for somebody to call. I do get a phone call out of the blue every now and again. But anyway, we are here to talk about the Green Bay Packers and free agency today. And there is plenty to talk about. The negotiating period is underway right now. As we speak, it's been taking place all weekend. The NFL instituted a brand new negotiating period starting Saturday at midnight, I guess it was, and continues through the start of free agency tomorrow. Starts tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern time, if I believe. So that makes it 3 p.m. Central, Lambeau time, that the Packers could conceivably sign a free agent. Whether or not they will, still up for debate. There's speculation about free agent running back Steven Jackson, and I guess that's the place to start this morning. We posted the video here at CheeseheadTV.com, and a video produced by our very own Aaron Nagler at Bleacher Report caught up with Steven Jackson as he was making some media rounds in New York City, and had a discussion with Peter King of Sports Illustrated. It was actually Peter King who suggested to Steven Jackson that you got to go to Green Bay, right? And Steven Jackson said it makes sense. But it's just talk. It's just talk. But, I mean, it does, you know, conceivably make sense. I mean, if you were to list the top five fits for free agent running back Steven Jackson, the Packers would be on that list. They're a team that could use help at running back. They always like a power back in Green Bay. They seem to have the scat back now with DeJuan Harris. Now they need the power back to complement him. And not to say it couldn't be Cedric Benson. It couldn't be somebody they draft. But, there's this possibility open to Steven Jackson. Now, that being said, I don't think it's going to happen. Basically, as I always say, there's a 1 in 32 shot. Steven Jackson can sign with one of 32 teams in the NFL. I mean, albeit some teams make more sense than others, are more likely than others. But, I mean, the Packers are only one of 32 teams. And it's not going to happen because I think he's going to command more money than the Packers would be willing to spend. At least rumored the other interested suitor in Steven Jackson would be the Atlanta Falcons. Maybe they would offer him more money. Maybe somebody other team would as well. It is worth noting that Steven Jackson is a free agent right now because he voided his contract. He doesn't have to wait until Tuesday like those other teams. Also playing into this idea that the Packers don't want to spend money was another development over this weekend. Free agent defensive lineman Cullen Jenkins, a former Packer himself, a member of the Packers' 2010 Super Bowl winning team, signed reportedly this weekend with the New York Giants. 3 years, $8 million, which, is not a ton. You're talking, what is that yearly? $2.2 million per year, $2.6 million, something in that realm. So That's what Cullen Jenkins signed for. And you might say, well, it's not that much. But, you know, to show that the Packers stay out of it, you know, I think kind of shows where they're coming from with their money situation. You know, yeah, they could use Cullen Jenkins, but they, you know, all of a sudden they get back Johnny Jolly from suspension. They're still in the Chris Canty sweepstakes, conceivably, although he left town with the deal last week, still kind of waiting to see what happens there. And, you know, they could sign somebody in the draft or select somebody, I mean. So, you know, I think those are all reasons why the Packers did not sign Cullen Jenkins, pardon me. You know, add all those up, and that's why they stayed away. You know, and paying $2+ million per year for a guy like Cullen Jenkins, you know, I'm not sure that was really prudent. With all the money they have due to Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews, not to mention the Packers' own restricted free agents and anybody else they want to sign, you know, if they want to be competitive with anybody else out there in free agency. It just wasn't meant to be with the Packers and Cullen Jenkins. So that's the way it is. Wish him the best of luck, a former Packer. We'll see how he does it in New York. Kind of interesting that, you know, the Giants let go of Chris Canty and then signed Cullen Jenkins. Do they think one's better than the other? Maybe Chris Canty thought he was worth more. So interesting thing here on Chris Canty. Of course, we know we've talked about this. He visited the Packers last week. What was it? Last Thursday, right? And left town without a contract offer. That wasn't really too surprising. But, you know, how many days have transpired since then? So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 days have gone by now. It's now Monday. We're in the fourth day. And haven't really heard a whole lot since he left town from his agent. No media reports out there. And you know, I mean, not that something isn't happening behind the scenes that they're just keeping quiet or the agent hasn't told the press about. But, I mean, you know, nothing got done quickly with Chris Canty. And to me, that says one of two things. Canty is holding out for more money than any team is willing to shell out. Or he does have legitimate injury concerns that showed up during his physical that the Packers or any team is not comfortable with. And either could be the case. You know, Canty wasn't, the Packers weren't the first team Canty visited with on his free agent tour. In fact, they were the third. He also, visited the Titans and the Chiefs. So the Packers were the third team. He didn't sign deals with either of those two teams. So, you know, what's scaring them off as well? Is it his contract demands or is it the injury situation? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's both. You can't really tell, right? So, you know, that's what we have to consider here when the Packers are not being active in free agency or at least street free agency here. Guys they could sign but haven't yet. Still possible the Packers get involved with Chris Canty. If they are comfortable with his injury situation, he had some knee issues this past year, maybe they're just waiting for that price tag to come down. They're going to be like, yeah, we want you, but we're not going to pay you millions and millions of dollars. You're 30 years old now. We'll take you, but work with us. That could be a situation. And again, I'm sure those aren't the exact words used by Ted Thompson or Russ Ball or anything. That's me adding my own commentary. But other news in the free agent front, of course, we said already this new negotiating period is underway. Teams can talk to agents about their clients, things like that. And according to an article published at today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, free agent linebacker Brad Jones is getting interest on the free agent market. Apparently, according to his agent, Jones has been contacted, or his agent has been contacted, by 8 teams expressing interest in Jones. Now, take that with a grain of salt. That's coming from his agent. He could be simply trying to drum up interest, or is perhaps exaggerating the number of teams, or just maybe exaggerating the interest in his client. But it is conceivable, I think, that teams are interested in Brad Jones. It is kind of interesting that this was the topic we talked about on Friday, kind of one of the Packers' under the radar free agents, a guy like Brad Jones, who became a starter at inside linebacker last season when injuries occur, and did better than anybody expected, and did a pretty good job, especially considering the expectations, which were low for a guy who is making the transition from outside linebacker. And you know, he's a great special teams player. Had he not been playing on defense, Brad Jones would be the Packers' perhaps top special teams player. That's a subjective thing to rank him number one, but he would be up there. He'd be up there in the top handful for sure. And I think that's why teams are also interested in him. If he's not a starter, and he could be there, you know, he's probably looking for a spot that'll give him a shot at starting in the NFL. But if not, you know, he'll still be a top backup and be one of those core special teams players. If not in Green Bay, then with somewhere else. And so that's why I can see him gaining interest on the free agent market. That's why Brad Jones is getting some interest out there, getting some feelers, at least according to his agent. He can't sign with anybody until Tuesday. There, you know, that we've seen reports that if you follow ESPN's Adam Schefter on Twitter, even as soon as Friday night when, you know, free agency opened, there were reports that deals have been struck. Not signed on the dotted line, but deals have been agreed to elsewhere in the NFL outside of Green Bay. So that hasn't been reported with Brad Jones that he's agreed with anyone, but there is interest out there, reportedly in him, in the Packers free agent inside linebacker. So, you know, that's what brings us up to date on the Packers front. I mean, there's still a lot more we could get into. I mean, we could go through all the free agents if we want. Greg Jennings is out there. There was a report in the USA Today this past weekend. They interviewed Greg Jennings about what he's looking for in a new team. And, you know, he said a good coach and a good quarterback, et cetera, et cetera. And look into that what you will. I think it's all about the money. Whoever agrees to pay him the most money is where Greg Jennings is going to go. That's my opinion. He can say all he wants about coaches and quarterbacks. And you know what? If two teams are offering roughly the same amount of money, one's offering, that there's a $1 million difference between the two. You know, $1 million is not all that much of a difference when you're talking a multi-year contract. You know, we're talking 3-4-plus years. Then he would certainly go with the better coach, the better quarterback. Those are factors to consider then. But if one team is offering significantly more money, one team's offering $5 million more and an extra year on the contract, guess what? That's where Greg Jennings is going, no matter what he says. If he were to refute that, I would press him on it. And even if he were to refute it, I wouldn't believe him, really. But, you know, that's me. That's me. He can say what he wants, but whatever. It doesn't appear as if he's going to be coming back to the Packers. You know, the only scenario possible, and it is there's a slim hope that it could happen, or a slim possibility, slight, that Jennings does not garner the interest he thinks he deserves, and ends up coming back to Green Bay on a reduced contract. You know, they'd probably have to clear some money still for him, and they could do that by cutting JerMichael Finley or something like that. You know, those are all things that could happen. But, you know, and one more, I think, kind of notable free agent situation has to do with a restricted free agent of the Packers. We posted on the microblog here at Cheesehead TV this past weekend. Lance Allen of TMJ4 Milwaukee, the NBC affiliate, had posted on Twitter that he talked to Evan Dietrich Smith and said there was no talks between him and the Packers about a long-term contract extension. And you know what? That doesn't surprise me. And you know, things like that could change in the drop of a hat. But seeing as we're getting near the start of free agency, it makes sense that the Packers will just, offer him the one-year tender, and Dietrich Smith will play out the 2013 season under that one-year tender. And again, not to say he couldn't sign a contract extension at mid-season next year if all of a sudden he plays really well, but for the time being, we're not seeing contract talks, or again, at least reportedly, not seeing any contract talks. Also said there's been no talk about the level of tender between the Packers and Dietrich Smith. You know, the Packers have to decide what level of tender they're going to offer him. Is it going to be the first round, the second round, or the original round tender? And you know, the common, I think the most likely scenario is that he receives the second round tender. He's not going to get the first rounder. He's, you know, not that valuable to the Packers. And still, I mean, even if you place the second rounder, you still get right of first refusal. So so they have that. I think the Packers will give him the second round tender. There's a slim possibility they'll give him the original round tender. And as you know, Evan Dietrich Smith was an undrafted free agent, so the Packers, if he were to sign somewhere else, wouldn't get any draft pick in compensation, but they would get the right of first refusal. And you know, if they were to do that, Dietrich Smith could get interest in free agency, but, you know, how much is he going to get out there? I don't, you know, if they were to put the original round tender, a team might be interested in signing him, you know, because then they wouldn't have to give up anything. So I could see that happening, but I'll be honest, I don't really know the entire NFL, how many teams are interested in signing a free agent center, whether that's a need for them. So I don't really know the market too well. I'm sure the Packers have a better idea of what the market is for free agent centers out there, what teams need them. Maybe there are a few out there, and if so, that would maybe influence them to perhaps give Dietrich Smith the higher round tender, the second round tender. So that will all be determined prior to Tuesday. The Packers have to make qualifying offers, tender offers, to the restricted free agents by the start of free agency. You know, I'm sure they're going to do it tomorrow. Just the last day, they wait till the last possible moment. They're not tipping their hat to other teams in the NFL then, or they're at least waiting as late as possible to do so. But I think, you're looking at Dietrich Smith and cornerback Sam Shields is receiving some sort of tender. Again, we don't know what level. We won't find out till tomorrow. And then you're looking at the other restricted free agents as probable non-tenders. That would be tight end Tom Crabtree, linebacker Rob Francois, and linebacker Frank Zombo. And again, it's a possibility Francois and Crabtree get the original round tenders. It's a possibility, although maybe not likely. In fact, perhaps, probably not likely, in my opinion. And I don't think Frank Zombo is going to get a tender offer at all. I don't think there's any question about that. Now, they might sign all of them back to lesser contracts, less than what the tender is worth. As far as the time being, I just don't think they're going to get the tender offer, and we'll find out tomorrow. We're, a little over 24 hours away from the start of free agency. So a lot of questions will be answered in the next 24 hours, answers that we don't know right now, this very moment. The picture will start to become more clear, especially in restricted free agency, beginning tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern time, I believe is the start time, the start of the new league year. Also, the trading period begins. I don't know how likely it is that the Packers or any team in the NFL are going to be making trades all of a sudden right at the start of the new league year. You're not going to see a flurry of them. You might see one or two. The one guy who they could make a trade with is tight end Jermichael Finley. That's kind of the one possibility the Packers have of making a trade. If they do so, it's not necessarily going to come at the start of free agency, as I've perhaps intimated on Railbird Central before. But as reported by Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in a blog post at JS Online, had said that Jermichael Finley's $3 million roster bonus comes in late March. So, nothing happening with him at the start of the new league year, but something like March 27th, his roster bonus is due. So you're going to know Jermichael Finley's fate for 2013 by that time. Because if the Packers choose to pay him $3 million, well, then he's going to play for him. If not, they would deal him before that time, make some other team pay the bonus. How much interest is in there in him? I don't think there's a whole lot. And the reason is because he's playing under a one-year contract. I don't think there's a whole lot of teams out there that are interested in getting a guy for 1 year unless he agrees to a multi-year deal with a new team. That could be something they explore, but again, not likely. How about the news over the weekend we posted here at Cheesehead TV? Jermichael Finley receiving instruction on how to break into the music industry. Now, it probably sounds worse than it is. It's the total truth. He's receiving instruction on how to break into the music industry, but you have to look into it further and realize it's a 4-day workshop during the middle of March that this will be happening. You have to look at that. There's no indication that all of a sudden Jermichael Finley wants to be a rapper. Now, you can make the argument, though, that maybe this is not the thing Jermichael Finley really needs to be focusing on right now. This should maybe be the last thing on his mind, and maybe a pursuit better put off until, his career is over, or until maybe at least his career is more solidified and less tenuous than it is right now with the Packers. So I understand that aspect of any arguments about Jermichael Finley and his interest in the music industry. If he were to attend this 4-day workshop and it would end with that and just something he keeps in the back of his mind, fine, perfect, no big deal. But all of a sudden, if he's putting efforts into a music career, that would be a little bit more questionable. As of right now, we have no indication that it is, other than he's attending this 4-day workshop. So best of luck to you, Jermichael Finley. If I were you, I'm not sure I would be so interested in pursuing this right now. It looks like it's something that's available every year to both current and former NFL players. So it's something you could always take advantage of down the road, But more power to you, Jermichael. It's just keeping the discussion going. Keeps it more lively here at Cheesehead TV to discuss Jermichael Finley. So, interesting. Interesting character, Jermichael Finley. I don't know what to make of him. I don't think the Packers should keep him, but that's the way it goes. And once again, by the way, folks, if you want to join the discussion here at Cheesehead TV, feel free to tweet with the hashtags Railbird or the hashtags Cheesehead TV. Those will pop up on the live blog. Your comments are not being approved today. I apologize. Our live blog director, Jamie Jors, is not with us today. But we continue the discussion anyway. Mainly focusing today on free agency, seeing as the free agent signing period begins tomorrow. Less about the NFL draft, but there will be plenty to talk about with the NFL draft later this month and almost the entire month of April. Entire month of April will just be draft talk all month long, and that's a great thing. I love doing it. I love talking NFL draft and prospects and things like that. But as of today, with the start of free agency upon us, that's getting more of the talk right now, and understandably so. In fact, you know, just I see, you know, we're talking about free agency here. I see the networks, the cable networks are gearing up as well. I was just watching late last night on television as I was dozing off to sleep. Bill Polian and Bill Parcells talking about free agency on ESPN, a whole SportsCenter special they put together. And then I believe on the NFL Network today and for the next few days, they got like this free agent frenzy programming that they're committed to doing. And that's great. You know, I'm glad those networks are devoting time to that. You know, as a football fan, I think it's a good time to discuss it. And well, obviously, I mean, the start of free agency beginning Tuesday, there are going to be deals struck, quite a few, I think, you know, many over the course of the next week plus or so. So very interesting time in the NFL. And, you know, it is just cool, even if the Packers aren't involved, you know, seeing where other players land, seeing how other teams are losing or gaining players, seeing how perhaps some former Packers are faring. You know, it was just reported over the weekend that former Packer safety Atari Bigby was cut by the Chargers. So he's now a street free agent, is, you know, eligible to sign with any team he wants. I can't see the Packers being interested there in Atari Bigby, but maybe he latches on somewhere. It's not like he's going to be a coveted free agent, though. But he'll join the ranks of other street free agents in the NFL. And so it goes. The madness about to begin little over 24 hours from now. Little over 24 hours, and we'll start seeing the flurry begin, the flurry of signings. Players inking on the dotted line. There's an interesting article today, actually, if you go over to PackerReport.com, about a lesser-known free agent. You know, if the Packers were to get involved in free agency, they'd be interested in the guys who will be commanding less money. And, you know, one conceivable one that does make a modicum of sense over at Packer Report, Oakland safety Mike Mitchell. You know, the Packers have at least a need for depth, if nothing else, at the safety position. And this is a guy who could provide depth, who could perhaps join the discussion as a starter. It's not, you know, out of the question that he could start in the NFL. And so that, you know, interesting name to keep tabs on. Not a guy who's going to get a ton of interest and things like that. But there you go. There's a lesser known name, an under the radar type of guy that the Packers could have interest in. So we'll follow the Mike Mitchell storyline to see if the Packers have any interest or not. But anyway, it's 9 o'clock here, folks. Thanks for tuning in to us on a Monday morning here at Railbird Central. We'll be back again on Wednesday. That'll be the time to see who's exited Green Bay. Maybe Greg Jennings already has a new team. And who knows, maybe Packers will blow our mind and have signed somebody by then. I wouldn't count on it, though, unless if it were maybe Chris Canty. That'd be about the only one I could possibly believe. But stranger things have happened, right? Thanks for joining us so much here on Monday morning on Railbird Central. Stay tuned all week long for all your news needs. On behalf of Jamie Jorris, even though she isn't with us today, I'm Brian Caribou. We'll see you later, everyone. I leave you today with a song called New Country Blues by the Emmett Nershey Band on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack Go.
Well, I ain't going back to the city no more. Staying right here on the farm. I drank that good corn liquor from the jar. And holds you in my